Was there a trigger number of events that was going to, you know, lead to an analysis?
Yes, the data monitoring committee, the design called for the data to be released if there were differences in the two primary comparisons that emerged in any of the particular times that the DMC looked at the data. And they finally elected to release the data after about 850 events because they felt that with continued follow-up, it was unlikely that a difference would emerge, at least with regard to the primary comparisons of the study. It was anticipated that full information would be available after about 1,042 events. But if one of the primary comparisons emerges significant, of course, then the data could have been released at any time before that.
So when did the data monitoring committee come back to you and say, okay, it's time to present the results?
This was at the fourth interim analysis in October of 2005.
And then it was just presented right after that at San Antonio.
Correct. As soon as we learned of the results, the breast intergroup committee had a conference call. We contacted the meeting organizers, and they agreed to allow it to be presented.
Can you review what you did present?
Sure. We presented the data that really constituted the fourth interim analysis that was presented to the data monitoring committee because we had really very little lag time between that the report was generated and the presentation. It was about a two-month interval. So the analysis was presented, again, included 5,052 patients. There were 856 disease-free survival events, which include relapse, second primary breast cancer, or death from other cause. And the results indicated no difference whatsoever with regard to the primary comparisons, paclitaxel versus docetaxel, every 3 week versus weekly. However, if one looked at the subgroup analysis, or the individual arms, I should say, there was a difference that seemed to emerge for the weekly paclitaxel arm compared with the every 3 week paclitaxel arm. There was about a 20% reduction in the risk of disease-free survival event in that group, and the p-value was 0.06. There was no such difference for the other arms, that is the weekly docetaxel arm or the every 3 week docetaxel arm compared with the every 3 week paclitaxel arm.
A lot of people have kind of looked at the curves that were presented, the data that was presented, and concluded that the weekly paclitaxel was more favorable in terms of anti-tumor effect. Is that your conclusion?
I think that's a very reasonable conclusion. If you look at disease-free survival, the p-value is 0.06 for weekly paclitaxel versus every 3 week paclitaxel, with the hazard ratio being about a 20% reduction. If you look at the every 3 week docetaxel, the hazard ratio, there's about a 13% reduction in the risk of recurrence, but the p-value is not statistically significant.
Compared to what?
Every 3 week paclitaxel. If you look at what constituted the disease-free survival events, there was an equivalent number of relapses in the every 3 week docetaxel arm compared with the weekly paclitaxel arm. So it looked the same with that regard, but there were slightly fewer non-breast cancer deaths and slightly fewer second primary breast cancers in the every 3 week docetaxel arm. So when you looked at the aggregate disease-free survival outcome for the every 3 week docetaxel arm, it was not statistically better than the every 3 week paclitaxel arm.